Mapping out strategy plans makes my heart truly happy. And I'm so excited for you to hear today's podcast episode with our Labs community leader and PaperCamp alum, Shay Bailey Burkett of Planned and Proper. A little background before we jump into it. Each quarter inside of our Proof to Product Labs program, we focus on a specific topic to push our businesses forward. Q1 this year was focused on hiring, and we shared sample job descriptions, pay structures, and even had a call with an HR compliance expert. Q2, we focused on product development and talked through sourcing, fulfillment, and inventory management. Q3 was all about marketing, and we learned how to create and implement our 90-day marketing roadmap. Lindsay Clements of Ellen Grace Marketing taught that class, and it was on fire. You can listen to Lindsay on the podcast. I think it was episode 252 that she was on, if you want to go listen to her there. And Q4, if you're curious, is all about sales. But one of the cool things about our quarterly content blocks in Labs is that it gives us time to not only learn new skills and strategies, but also time to implement and then share and get feedback from our community members. We do this through a few different formats: our peer mastermind, our accountability check-ins, and our community coffee chats, which is what you're going to hear a portion of on today's episode. Our guest today is Shay Bailey Burkett, the owner and creative director of Planned and Proper, where she sells day planners, journals, notebooks, and planner accessories focused on organization, gratitude, and wellness. Shay worked with Lindsay privately on her 90-day marketing roadmap. And after Lindsay's training in Labs, we asked Shay if she would be willing to walk us through her roadmap so that our community members could see a real-life example as they were building their own. As you will soon hear, Shay was very generous with sharing how the 90-day marketing roadmap simplified and improved her marketing. Specifically, Shay's email list grew from about 2,225 subscribers to about 10,000 subscribers in just 1 year. Her sales grew, her confidence grew, because she not only created the marketing roadmap, but she implemented the roadmap. Today's episode is brought to you by our Proof to Product Labs program. If you are looking to grow your product-based business and want coaching and community support, head to prooftoproduct.com/labs. Our vault of on-demand training and resources, that runs pretty deep, but the incredible community, the connections and collaborations are like no other. If you sell physical products, come join us. We're at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Now let's hear from Shay.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. Let's start off with, how long ago did you work with Lindsay on your 90-day marketing roadmap?
I think it was 1 year last month.
Okay. And what were your goals for that 90-day period that you were working on?
I needed a marketing plan, right? So there's so many avenues, right, to work in marketing. And I felt like I was all over the place. And I'm a natural organized person. However, when you're organizing a certain area of business that you have no experience in, it's a whole nother ball game. So I realized that I need help.
And let's back the train up a bit and let's tell everybody what you sell, because you are a naturally organized person. You sell planners. You help other people get organized in their lives.
Exactly. Yes. So I sell weekly planners, daily planners, undated. I create them. I make them by hand. I personalize them. And my message is for professional women and helping them with organizing their day-to-day lives.
Awesome. And you've been featured on Good Morning America. You've had a great amount of press and just done a really great job of getting your name out there. So I wanted to just give those kudos publicly in front of the group, because I really am impressed with all the growth you've had.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's rewind a year. You worked with Lindsay on your plan. Your goals were to get yourself organized. I know that Lindsay
you know, recommends that we focus on a few key areas, or maybe in your case, it was a specific product launch that you were working on. Is that true?
So how she broke it down for me is she breaks it down quarterly, right? So I plan my marketing 3 months at a time, but yeah, I actually work on it 1 month at a time. Right. So when I'm planning everything, so like now I'm planning for September, right? And then October, then, you know, November, I don't do the whole 3 month at one time because it takes a lot of work that goes on, you know, behind the scenes to get everything done. So just 1 month at a time.
Okay. So it sounds like maybe you did the vision planning for the 3 month quarter, but yet the implementation and execution of that's happening 1 month at a time, correct?
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how, like, what type of growth did you see when you started to do this, like, longer vision casting and then more month to month implementation?
Significant growth on different levels, right? Okay, so first, first within myself, right? I became more confident. I knew exactly what to tell my assistant. I knew exactly what to tell my affiliate team, my creative team. So having a focus to work on for that particular month, it was easy. I was able to get out my emails easier. My social media was done easier. So I wasn't reinventing the wheel every time I sat down to do something. I already had a plan. So that's one growth. Then I saw growth in emails, all right? My email subscribers. At the time I had about maybe 2,000, 2,500 email subscribers. And now I have a little over 10,000. And that's in 1 year. That's one year. Just being consistent and following my plan. I'm not always consistent because stuff happens, right? But I'm like 200% more consistent than I was last year. I saw an increase in sales. Right. Increase with just people reaching out to me. I have organizations reaching out to me now, as opposed to me reaching out to them. And, you know, and I always ask, well, how did you hear of me? Like, where did you? And I hear a lot, oh, social media, or yeah, sometimes I hear from a friend or from Good Morning America, like things like that. So I've seen a lot of growth.
Amazing. I saw in the chat, people were like, whoa, about your email list growth. Yes. What, like, drilling down on that a little bit, what were you doing differently now to kind of grow that list versus previously? Was it just the consistency on social, or did you change kind of your opt-ins, or what was it that you attribute that growth to?
I didn't have a plan, right? So I was sending out random emails about random things and, you know, just kind of throwing it against the wall to see if it sticks, right? But now it's, because of the plan, I said, okay, this is what I'm talking about this month. These are my sales. These are my promotions. This is what I'm doing. And I also have a copywriter as well, right? Mm-hmm. I do a lot of my copy, but if something stumps me, I give her a call and say, hey, can you just kind of review this for me? And she should review it. And then, you know, that helped tremendously as well. But being consistent and staying on topic. And then, so if I send an email out about to-do list, right? It is also on my blog post. It is also in my social media. So I'm tapping on different, you know, different venues about the same subject matter. So if that one person didn't open up the email, maybe they received it on social media, then it's always attached to an action plan, right? So the action is to purchase, is to buy, is to share. And me having that plan, oh my gosh, I wasn't doing that before at all.
Mm-mm. So I love what you said about reusing the content in all facets, because I think that's a major hang up that a lot of business owners, particularly in this community, have. They don't want to feel redundant. They don't want to be repeating themselves. I know we also sometimes get in our own heads about, like, I've already talked about this. Like, how much more do I need to talk about this? But to your point, they may have missed the email, or they may have not seen the social post. And so putting that same messaging and that same information and using similar graphics, maybe just different sizes, in your email and your social feed and, you know, videos that you're doing, like,
everywhere.
Like, let's take that work that we created And let's sprinkle it everywhere. There's no reason to not share it in all the different places. And to your point also, you know, somebody might not be on Instagram. They might be over here on this other platform. You never know where that next lead or sale or customer is going to come from.
Exactly. Agreed.
So when you started having your plan and you had your content pillars and you knew in advance, okay, here's the things I'm going to be talking about in this month.
Yes.
Talk to me about the correlation of the increase in sales for that specific product that you were talking about or product category that you were talking about. I assume that there was high correlation there.
Yes, it was. So if it was a new launch, a new product, right, I talked everything about that new launch. If it's like last month, I did a lot of marketing for the 18-month planners and for the undated planners and for the academic planners, because the academic planner starts in August and the 18-month planner started in July. So from June, I talked a lot about those products, right? And I sent, you know, imagery, I did emails, I did, you know, social media, I did some video, I just did little by little, over and over, just like you said, just regurgitating, right? Maybe tweaking this a little bit, talking about the same thing. Then I offered sales. And another one was last week was National Planner Day, right? Who knew there was such a big day on National Planner Day? And I collaborated with another marketing ploy that's good too. I collaborated with 11 other planner businesses. And so we talked about our businesses and we did a big giveaway. And that's another method of gathering a lot of emails, which is another part of marketing, but it's all planned out because I know it's August 1st of every year. And it correlates to sales because I stay on topic. You know, if I'm talking about one particular area and I get emails, oh, well, what do you think about this? Or I like what you're talking about this month. I need help in that because I'm just constantly talking about the same thing. Now for next month, it will change, you know, depending on what's going on, but I stay on course and it's not a hodgepodge, right? So I just keep reeling the person in, reeling them in, and it's working.
Well, and I don't know what the number is now, but they used to say a customer or someone has to hear a message 7 or 8 times before it really sinks in. I'm sure that number is much higher now, probably like 32 times or something like that. But my point is, if you spend a whole month repeating yourself with similar messaging, sharing images that tie to the same thing, that's going to really, that repeat messaging, it's going to sink in and it's going to attract your core audience that really needs what you're offering. I also really like how you talked about the sales cycles and the timing of what you plan. You know, our here at Proof Your Product, like our entire marketing plan is tied to our sales cycle. So we know that in Q3, we're getting ready to launch PaperCamp, for example. So we've been talking a lot about wholesale. We've been talking a lot about everything that PaperCamp is about. We're going to launch labs again and sell labs in December. So October, November, December, Q4 is all going to be about labs topics. And the same is true for all of you guys selling products. If there's new releases you're doing, you know, the couple months leading up to that can be about the new product category that you're, or categories that you're selling. Or if you're going to a show, or if you have a national day, you know, the planner day, like you had, you can have like a cornerstone event, even though it's not an event, like it could be a product launch or something or a sales plan that leads all of this. Is that really what's driven your plan, the sales cycle, the sales schedule?
Absolutely. Because my 2023 planners come out in September. So I plan all my marketing around that message that, you know, the new planners are coming.
What other pieces have you outsourced versus what do you manage from this 90-day plan that you put together?
Initially, I outsourced my branding initially, but I follow through with it now. That's okay. But the only person I have now is the copywriter.
Okay. Able to take the rest of it together and you can do the graphics and you plan it out. So you're planning it out, which means you're scheduling your emails ahead of time. What social media tools are you using for the social media side of things to schedule and plan that out?
Well, right now to plan, I'm using Planoly. Mm-hmm. Right. But right now for social media, I use Instagram, Facebook, a little bit TikTok. TikTok is another it's another beast on its own. Let me see, Pinterest for sure. Pinterest is a great, great, well, it's not a social media, but it's a great platform. So those are the ones I use.
But I like how you've layered in. You worked with Lindsay a year ago. You focus what sounds like primarily on social and email marketing, identifying your content pillars, identifying what pieces you wanted to talk about each month, and kind of creating that workflow. Is that am I understanding this right? And then from there, you can layer in other pieces. Like once you get that workflow going, you can tweak the roadmap. You can change it to whatever you need. So let's actually talk about that. You worked with Lindsay a year ago. How have you maintained this roadmap quarter over quarter? I know you're implementing on a monthly basis, but are you sitting down once a quarter to map out 3 months at a time?
Absolutely. I map out maybe... I started mapping out in January for Q3 and Q4, right? Okay. And really it's what you kind of think you're going to be doing, right? But once you have your whole quarter, all you have to do is just take that same quarter from the year before and re-implement it for the next year and then tweak through. Let me just walk through it really quick. So at the top, I have a little quote that's kind of, you know, important to me. Underneath, I have for Q3, I just kind of have my goals here. Support the launch of new products. Continue to remind customers of the products launched early in the year and reinforce our love for simplicity and community. These are the platforms that I use. Like I said earlier, email, Instagram, Facebook, I do a lot of blogging, not a lot, but wholesale outreach, Pinterest, I have my affiliates, my creative team, paid ads, I have the question marks here, quick TikTok's kind of new. So how she has it here is for Q3, the dates go across. And it's automatic. So like if I change this to August, everything just kind of changes going across, which makes it a little easier. So then I have over here, I have my events for these few months, which is the 18 month, right? The 12 month academic planner, my pen loops, my creative team, my 2023 planners, my stickers. These are all things that I'm doing for this quarter. And then I just put in when I plan to launch. September is heavy because that's when the September products come out. So then how I do it here is like in July, my overall strategy was for time management, right? Then in August, it's staying organized and consistent with your planner. And then for September, it's the 2023 launch and a planner refresh. So these are my topics for the month. And I stay on task with those topics. Then I have my action plan here, what I'm planning to do. And then my supports are the products, right? My planners. Then I write what blog posts that I plan to write. And, you know, and I kind of look week from week. Okay, what I'm going to do this week, what I'm going to do the next week. And I just stay in this month. Like for now, I'm in August and I'm just here. I'm just focused. So here I'd have the... let me see, the National Planner Day, then, you know, social media, there was a giveaway. Then I talked about my undated planners, then the different products. And I just follow this. Now, I don't do this is my plan. I don't do every single thing that's on here because I just have one assistant, you know, and me. And with fulfilling orders, we're doing everything. But my plan stays on task to where I don't deviate from my message.
This is amazing. And I love seeing the visual of it. So just to clarify, the action is kind of your cornerstone piece of content for that week, like your blog post or whatever. And the supporting pieces are what you're talking about that supports that blog post that you are, like I'm looking at week of 8-12 here. So this blue blog post and academic planner, pen loops and notebooks. So the support pieces are pushing back to that blog post or reiterating things that were included in that blog post. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, exactly. Now, mind you, if it's switched and maybe I, you know, do a blog post later or social media earlier, like, you know, it's no big deal, but I stay in these confinements for the month of August. Yes. And
I want to interject real quick. I want to hear in the chat, how many of us are sitting in front of our computer sometimes and we haven't sent an email in a while, or we haven't posted on social and we're sitting there just like, I'm not sure what to say. I don't know what to talk about. Like I've been there. I'm sure Shay, you've been there too.
So many times.
And this gives you, I'm hearing, yep, and me in the chat, like this gives you something, like if you're sitting in front of your computer stuck for what should I talk about, Shay, I assume you come to this and you're like, okay, this is what my focus is for this week. Even if it doesn't go 100% as planned, I know what to talk about.
Absolutely. So when I send an email to the affiliates, right, I can let them know, okay, this is what's going on this week. Or, and I'm really pulling that from here. Right. I didn't have to recreate anything, which is significantly easier. So much easier. And I do not post every day. I post maybe twice a week, you know, or with the video or reel. I don't have the time or the capacity to do every single day, but you know, we do what we can. And with the little that is done, right, with sales come from it. And I do feel like it's because it's consistent, right?
I was going to say less quantity, but more focused is going to yield higher results than higher quantity with less focus.
Yes. Then as we go down here, I have posting 2 times a week, plus 2 stories, 1 reel video. And then I just have the different topics, which follows, of course, from that month. And down here, I just have my content buckets, just a little inspiration. I kind of come down here to look. I have my story ideas about the business community behind the scenes, you know, customer testimonials. This is a big one for me, plan for opportunities. I pitch to magazines, to stores, shops, media outlets, local organizations, local businesses. I just put that here just as a reminder that I do that as well. And this is how I follow it. Then for the next quarter, I do the same. I pull up my new screen and go over what's going on for Q4. And Q4 is all about sales and holidays and things like that.
Right. I'm sure the Q4 calendar is quite robust at this point.
Yes.
You worked on it a year ago. What I love about this for you too is, let's like, this is your Q3 and my Q3 of 2021. Well, we can then, this is going to make your life easier for next year, because you're still going to have your National Planner Day. You're still going to have your new release in September. You know, we're basically going to rinse and repeat this year over year, and you'll make some slight tweaks to it based upon what's happening in your business or new products you've developed. But I imagine this feels like a lot when you first do it, but then subsequent quarters and years, it becomes much easier. Is that true?
I'm rinse and repeat. Absolutely.
Love it, girl.
You have it for one quarter, you can just recreate it from the next and the next. It saves me so much time. You know, I'm not all over the place in terms of marketing and seeing what's working, what's not working. This just kind of brings everything to light.
A huge thank you to Shay for sharing her story and experiences with us today. I loved hearing how the work she did with Lindsay Clements on her 90-day marketing roadmap has propelled Shay's business in terms of visibility, reach, sales, and even Shay's confidence as a business owner. Today's episode was just a small portion of the larger coffee chat that Shay did for our Labs community. If you are a Labs member, you can find the full recording in our resources and tools section within the community. And if you're not a Labs member yet, but you're looking for coaching, educational resources, and a community that it was made for product-based business owners, then head to proof2product.com/labs to learn more. Thanks so much for listening until the end. If you need them, you can find all the links for today's episode in the show notes. Have a great week, and I'll be back soon with a new episode.